REA Speedwagon and Can't Fight This Feeling. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Adrian Munro, CEO of Richmond Wellbeing. Welcome back.
Great to be back for term two.
Here we are, term two already.
I know. Where did the holidays go?
I know. Did you have some time off, Adrian?
Oh, we went to Nanup over Easter with the kids and the camper trailer. Went out there, enjoyed that. Had quite a good break. The kids had a good break as well.
Kept them busy.
Always busy, always lots to do.
Got them exhausted.
Yes, yeah, lots of sport, lots of play in the backyard. So, yeah, had a really good holiday, and they're back to school now.
And how good was the weather throughout that period?
Can't complain. I did light the fire once at home a couple of weeks ago, and it was quite cold, but no, it's been great. Grass is still growing well, and great weather to get out and about and ride the bikes and do all sorts of things.
Love it. Here we are back for term two. What are we going to be starting off with this term?
We are going to spend this term talking about the need and importance of having a purpose, a sense of purpose in your life. And it's really very strongly linked to our mental health and well-being, and it has lots of benefits to come with that, but it's really important for us to have a strong sense of purpose in what we're doing, not just day-to-day, but also kind of month-to-month and over the course of a year.
Now, when you talk about purpose, are you talking things work-related, socially, what we do outside of work, everything included in that?
Look, a really good balance. And this is, I guess, where it's really important, because this is different for different people. But, I have a very strong sense of purpose in the work that I do, because we are providing very important mental health services. And I know many people will have a strong sense of purpose in their work, but also it's very important in our relationships, our personal life, and where we volunteer or the groups or community groups are in. Doing things for a purpose. So we don't want to just go through life just going through the motions, and whatever happens, happens. And then at the end of the year, we look back and think, well, what did I achieve this year? What was meaningful or contributing about what I did? And am I actually one step closer now to where I want to be in, 1, 5, or 10 years' time? So, look, it's definitely a balance, because we don't want all our eggs to be in one basket. Certainly, it's not good if you have just your sole sense of identity and purpose through your work, because work's not forever, and there's we are so much more than that. But it is very good when people can have a purposeful workplace that brings lots of meaning and fulfillment. But it's about having a balance as well.
Not always possible, is it? I mean, I hear what you're saying, and as you were just talking about that, I can reflect back and think about jobs that I was in years ago. But basically had no, felt like you were just marking time.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, some people may listen to this series and think, am I in the best workplace for me? But, and I know it's easy. Well, I look at my work and think we're doing, providing mental health services. It's so easy what the purpose is to see there. But some people may not be in a community-facing role, but your purpose at work may just be to be the best employee you can be and to do the best with what you've got, or where you are at the moment may be a stepping stone for where you want to be in 2, 5, or 10 years' time. So you think, I've just got to do my best and be my best here and make the most of every opportunity, because where I want to be in 2 or 5 years' time is in this sort of role or this sort of organization. Part of the purpose we need to have is that long-term sense of goals that we want to get to in our life and what we want to achieve, and realizing that nothing worthwhile is achieved in 1 week. The important things that we achieve happen over the course of, some things many, many years, sometimes a lifetime, but we have to have a great sense of purpose if we are to, if I want to sit back when I retire and say, gee, I achieved something really meaningful and fulfilling, I believe I need to have quite a sense of purpose as I go about my work day to day, week to week, month to month.
So good, Adrian, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5, and if you've just joined us, my guest in the studio today is Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. Back after this. That was The Afters and Say Goodbye. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing, Adrian Munro. Good to have you back for term two, Adrian.
Great to be back.
I love this topic, purpose. I think we would be challenging quite a few people today thinking about, what is my purpose?
Yeah, definitely. And I think sometimes, look, life can wear people thin sometimes. Yeah, and, I think some people think, when I was in my 20s, I was really gung-ho and had lots of goals and lots of energy. And now I'm kind of, you know, a cynical person, much older in life, and I think that's quite an incorrect view to think that being energized and purposeful and goal-driven is something of younger people. I think if you are in a later stage of life and we're not just as energized and goal-driven, I think it might be more about our disposition and how we've been impacted by our life. And I don't think it's correct to say, oh, well, you know, people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, they're not quite like that. They're just going through the motions, living the life that's been dealt to them. I don't believe that, you know, that we're not in a position where we can't make change over our life. So,
regardless of age, right?
Is that, absolutely. Yeah, regardless of your age or what stage of life or what you're doing. And, you know, I think if we break it down to kind of really practical things, sometimes people might say, well, you know, if I look at my position, I've got young kids. And some people say, oh, well, life's just crazy when you've got three young kids and there's not a lot you can do just trying to survive every day. I get that.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, I've got some things I'm trying to achieve in my life. I feel a great sense of purpose in what I'm trying to do. But there might also be people, you know, I'm realistic that life throws things at us, and we might have the loss of a loved one, or you know, there might be people who are going through a marriage breakdown and rebuilding their life.
Yeah.
They may be sitting listening today thinking, well, it's all good and well for you, Adrian, but you don't know my circumstance in my life. You know, I've hit a really low place in my life, and I'm not for a moment belittling that or saying, you know, oh, well, just pick your socks up. I know that, or I've never been through that sort of thing of a marriage breakdown or relationship breakdown or, you know, loss of a close loved one like that. But I sit here and think, well, people can have a strong sense of purpose no matter what age or stage of life, no matter what they're going through. And yes, it may take some time for you to rebuild your life. You may need quite a few years to rebuild the way you want to get to. But I can't think of any reason why someone in that position wouldn't have a sense of purpose to say, no, you know what, I'm going to achieve something meaningful and fulfilling and rewarding over the next stage or season of my life. And I guess that's the key, is it's not going to be what am I going to achieve between now and Friday. It's about what season am I in my life? And that might be for some people a couple of years. For me, I think the season I'm in is until my kids leave home. And who knows when that will be, because my youngest is six and kids stay at home for a long time. But, you know, that's the seasons. But some people might be in a season for 3 or 4 years. It might be a bit longer. But it's around, again, what is specific and unique for you as an individual and the family listening today about what is something purposeful that they can achieve in their life from where they're at. But the real take home is, I do not believe that there's anyone listening today who cannot who can't think about a purpose and something meaningful and rewarding and fulfilling they can do with their life, that they just need to start being quite deliberate and planning for it.
And it's never too old.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Never too late, never too old, no circumstance of life where you can't have something purposeful.
Adrian, now you normally finish off with a challenge. Have you got a challenge?
Oh, yeah. Next segment, okay, we'll definitely have a challenge.
Right. I was hoping you did.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5, the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing. Adrian Munro is with me. Back after this. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Adrian Munro, the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing, is with me. We've been chatting about purpose. A great conversation. Now, you normally finish with a pretty good challenge. Have you got one today?
Yeah. Well, look, I want to challenge the family to think about how they can change things in their life. Now,
okay.
There are not many guarantees in life, but I think one of the best guarantees is that if you're listening today and you say to yourself, I can't improve my sense of purpose, or I can't change where I'm at, you're probably going to be 100% correct. If you're sitting there thinking you can't change, guarantee you're going to succeed in that. So the challenge for us often is changing our mindset, and we need to do... Remember, one of the favorite series we did here at the beginning of last year was Big Dreams, Small Goals.
Yes.
And this is often the way with so many things in life. If you're sitting listening today, I would challenge you to say, what is one thing that you can change in your life today that may not see the outcome and the fruit today, but will see a positive impact over the course of the next month or the year? I would really recommend people to choose some change they can do that will see some change in the next month, some sort of fruit from this change in the next month, so you can get some motivation from seeing a positive change. But the keys really is taking back control over your mind and thinking, realizing that you can actually change your circumstances. You can have a purpose-driven life with some meaningful and fulfilling things. You need to start today to make some decisions that will lead you to a different path that you're already on. Do not sit there thinking, well, you know, there's nothing I can change. This is, I'm just going through the motions. You're only going through the motions if you believe you don't have the ability to move and change. And everyone has the ability to make some changes. You just need to believe that you can do it. And they're really about setting some goals. And what are you going to do, either at your work or your personal life, just to have some more meaning and purpose in what you do? And it could, as I said before, just some really small things. I think, I'm just going to do the best I can. I'm going to be my best at work. Or, you know, you might be doing something more drastic that you might do. But it'd be really great to hear in 2 weeks' time from any of the listeners who have implemented some changes and said, look, this is what I've done to bring a greater sense of purpose to what I'm doing in my life.
Just on that, before we wrap up today, and then how important is our language as well, Adrian? Because you often hear people will say that. So they're almost, you know, they're saying, well, no, I can't. Even verbalising that they can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, language is so important.
it's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and some people might be sitting there today, well, look, you know, I don't think it's going to work, but I'm just going to give it a go and see. Now, that's very defeatist in the language. So you need to believe that you can actually make a change and start to talk because, and I won't go into the long analogies, but there's different parts of our brain, and some parts of our brain look after speech and some parts of look after subconscious thinking. And when we say things out loud, other parts of our brain catch on to that, and it really impacts the way our brain thinks and the way our brain views our ability to change things and to be better and improve things. So language is so important. So using empowering language and purposeful language that inspires an ability to change and improve, because human beings are so remarkable. We can change and improve and learn like no other creation.
That's it. Adrian, we are out of time. Love your challenge, and I'm looking forward to 2 weeks when you come back.
I'd love to hear some stories.
We want to hear some stories. It doesn't need to be anything big. It could be a small change. So I look forward to having you back in 2 weeks' time.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
My guest in the studio this morning has been the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing, Adrian Munro.